It's always intrigued me that the mother of all fringe festivals, the one that started the whole movement, happened in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1947, 2 years after the end of the Second World War. For the Brits and the Scots and everyone in Europe, those were tough years. Food was rationed, things looked pretty bleak, but not to the artists. Their indomitable spirit shone through in a series of off-the-grid, fantastic performances. Isn't it interesting that something similar happened here just a short time after our tragic event? For our Fringe Festival was kicked into place in 2008, just 3 years after Katrina, and it's been flourishing ever since.
New Orleans is the perfect city for spontaneous performance and for festivals. So having a New Orleans Fringe Festival of spontaneous theater feels like the right fit.
That's Emily Whalen, Fringe Festival Performance Coordinator, who recalls how founders Kristen Evans and Dennis Mon realized that what they were observing was what she says could only be described as a rogue, wild, incredible, and intelligent post-Katrina theater community.
Theater was all community on deck. Theater was many disciplines coming together. And they thought, it's time to put a festival to this and to get that catalytic time for everyone to come together and celebrate it.
Over the past 5 years, the New Orleans Fringe Festival has grown from a modest beginning to this year's five-day celebration with 69 performances in venues around the city, including those called BYOV, Bring Your Own Venue.
This year, we have over 40 that are happening in various pockets. We have a bunch that are happening around Aretha Castle Haley. We have a bunch that are happening around Mid-City, a few that are happening around Canal Street in downtown area. And these BYOVs, these self-producing, these shows get their own venue, get their own box office team, do their own press. They run the show. Demonstrate to us as the Fringe that our theater artists are getting very savvy and in some ways growing up. Then there's things like Family Fringe, and Family Fringe is my favorite part of Fringe. I also work as an educator, and I just love what happens on Saturday and Sunday at our free-for-all tent. And this is from 12 to 5. And we have everything from Sankofa Market coming out and running a bunch of children's activities. We have Rhubarb, which stands for Rusted Up Bikes Beyond All Recognition. They come in and they help. They're doing a bike fixing workshop. So if you're a kid and have a broken bike, come on by on the 17th. There's a whole team there ready to help you fix your bike. We have a hula hoop camp. If you have a hula hoop, you can just come on down and learn some cool hula hooping tricks. We have performance artists like Donna Crump, who's going to be doing a dance workshop with kids, aerial performance. This all is going on free for all parents and children. And there's food vendors and beverage of all kinds vendors there. It's a really wonderful event.
There are artist groups coming from around the country, and they'll be performing all through this weekend.
But one of them that we're particularly excited about is the Carpet Bag Brigade. They're coming to us from San Francisco, and they are an international gypsy traveling circus group that does beautiful dance work on stilts.
Still, I bet there's one thing we have Edinburgh never did.
To me, the culminating moment is the Fringe Parade. And this is led by the Good Children Carnival Club. And on Saturday at 2 p.m., they line up on Poland and St. Claude, and they come marching through the bywater, and they'll arrive at the free-for-all tent at 2:30, which is a really exciting moment for all the kids. They get ready for it.
But there's so much more. To check out the New Orleans Fringe Festival, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. But be warned, it's cash only, so go to the ATM first. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.